I really can't believe I am going to be watching this for probably the 100th time within the past hour. So here we go. Let's do a play-by-play. Basically, CM Punk confronts him because Jack Perry, Jungle Bitch, went in the business for himself and had to make a stupid comment that really didn't mean anything. Because CM Punk told him not to use real glass on Collision. Perry says, "Oh, you have a problem with it." CM Punk and him are having a disagreement. Literally, what CM Punk said in the interview is exactly what he did. He shoves him and he puts him in a chokehold. And Samoa Joe breaks it up. Literally, what CM Punk said is exactly what happened in this video. Don't know why AEW would want to show this. Really don't know. What is up? We are Wrestling Maniacs out there worldwide. I'm the host with the most, Mr. We Are Wrestling himself, the best one, Donnie, here back with a brand new episode of Hot Takes, where I give you guys my hot takes on things going on in the professional wrestling world. If you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already, and you're listening to this episode of Hot Takes, give us a 5-star review, not just any review, a best one review, and follow and download this episode really helps us. But if you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already over on the YouTube channel, and you're not a part of the thousands of subscribers, we recommend you to hit that subscribe button now. Turn on the post notifications. Videos be coming out of nowhere like an RKO. And of course, you already know the grind is real. And normally, I do wrestling reactions for my weekly shows, which usually includes Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and AEW Dynamite. And let's just say there's probably not going to be Dynamite reactions this week. Instead, I decided let's do a new episode of Hot Takes because I don't know why AEW would do this. I don't know why Tony Khan would make this horrible decision, but he released the footage at AEW All In backstage. The fight that happened between CM Punk and Jack Perry. And instead of just doing just a normal reaction like I normally would, because there's really nothing to freaking react to, there's no audio with this fight, I figured, let me just get some shit off my chest, because I am not happy about this whatsoever. I am a day one diehard AEW fan. I have been trying to support this company since day one, because I've always said it, when it comes to professional wrestling, competition brings out the best in everybody. And I still believe to this day, WWE would not be striving, they would not be selling out consistent shows if it wasn't for AEW. Because in 2019, WWE was so unwatchable, and AEW really brought out the best in WWE, I believe. And of course, when WWE is striving, AEW is just forgetting what they're all about. And it pisses me off as a diehard AEW fan to say that this episode of Dynamite, they officially buried their own fucking company. And there is just so much talented professional wrestlers in AEW. They have everything. They have a good TV deal. They have a talented roster from top to bottom. Great championships. They have a die-hard fan base. But the one consistent problem with this fucking company is Tony Khan. Tony Khan cannot book for his life. And it's just so frustrating because I just want good professional wrestling. I want good, consistent television every week. And I feel like AEW, when they pick up that momentum, they lose it right away. And this is officially, they've now, they're in the deep end and they can't get out and they can't get to the shallow end. Because why the fuck would you put this footage out there? They really thought that they were going to make CM Punk look bad in this. They really thought they were going to make CM Punk look bad in this when literally on the MMA Hour with Ariel, everything Punk said exactly happened in the video. So what was the fucking point in showing the video? What? Because you wanted to get your ratings boosted for 1 week? Just because people are interested in seeing the footage doesn't mean they're going to be watching Dynamite every week moving forward. This is absolutely pathetic. And pretty much proves what CM Punk was saying was right all along. Just like what Jim Cornette has been talking about for years on the drive-thru. What Eric Bischoff has been talking about consistently. Vince Russo. All of these pro wrestling podcasters have been talking about. Tony Khan, tonight you literally proved all of our points. And I want all of these wrestling companies to succeed because competition brings out the best in everybody. And there's just so much fucking talent all over the world that deserve to be seen on a bigger stage. But if it's just WWE, then it's not going to work. This is why I wanted AEW to succeed, because it gave another alternatum. It gave other people an opportunity to show what they could do on a bigger stage. And now with AEW doing stupid shit like this, this hurts the business as a whole. And I really hope that Tony Khan, he can just hire a legit booker. At this point, I can't even like hope or wish, because all of that is just right down the toilet bowl, and I really don't know how AEW can recover from this. They're putting on such great consistent pay-per-views, but when it comes to the weekly shows, Dynamite, Rampage, even AEW Collision, which was good, by the way, when CM Punk was there, they just tend to just lose momentum by putting these random matches, ranking systems, tournaments. What WWE is doing right now and why they're in the position that they're in is storytelling. This whole Cody Rhodes finishing the story has been such a soap opera. It's been an incredible storyline. And they even are continuing it with Cody and the Final Boss. WWE is doing long-term booking, something that AEW can't even do for 2 weeks consistent. It's pathetic. It's sad. And then you have Will fucking Ospreay. I love Will Ospreay, one of the greatest professional wrestlers to ever step foot inside a squared circle. He has a big match coming up in a couple of weeks at AEW Dynasty against Bryan Danielson. Why the fuck is he taking shots at Triple H when Triple H, I understand, made some shots about free agents not wanting to be on the grind? Didn't even name drop anybody. I understand defending yourself, but why on AEW television are you doing this? What does this have to do with your feud with Bryan Danielson? Is you saying something about hitting freaking Triple H grinding on the boss's daughter, is that going to sell you more tickets for your match with Bryan Danielson? I don't think so. It's so frustrating because AEW consistently does this. And for the longest time, I've tried to have AEW's back, because at the end of the day, I want all of these companies to succeed. There's so much talent out there that deserve to be seen, but they won't be seen if freaking shit like this is happening. You're hurting the business as a whole, and I really hope that out of all this, I really, really, really hope that we can just have another alternatum that can compete against WWE that has the finances like AEW, except not a fucking man-child who doesn't know how to book shit running it. We need a professional running it, because it's crazy. I feel like if Jeff Jarrett had the roster that Tony Khan has in old school TNA, I guarantee you that they would still be getting 4 to 5 million viewers per week. And you would think that any billionaire, any promoter would have learned what happened with WCW. But clearly Tony Khan has not learned a damn thing. And even the person that caused WCW to go out of business is even telling you what you're doing wrong. And I feel like if I'm learning something, I am always trying to learn stuff every single day. Wouldn't you want to take advice? Wouldn't you want to listen to those who have had experience? And that's the crazy thing about it. AEW has so many legends who have experience in the business. Like Tony Schiavone, who in this picture you can literally tell how disappointed he is. You have guys in the backstage like Mark Henry and The Big Show. You even have Chris Jericho. You have Jerry Lynn, Dean Malenko. You even have Chris Hero. Talented fucking professionals who have drove the miles and who have taken the bumps. You have all of these resources, even Jeff Jarrett. And you're still making rookie mistakes. Enough is enough. When are we diehard AEW fans going to do something about this? I want to know, when are we actually going to do something about this? Because at the end of the day, AEW is going to continue doing what they're doing because we're supporting them. And I am just getting fed up with it. So if there's less AEW content here on the We Are Wrestling channel, I do apologize to the AEW fans, because I want to give you guys nothing but professional wrestling content. I'm sure we're still going to be talking about it on the We Are Wrestling podcast, which you can check out every Saturday, wherever you get your podcast or the video version for free on YouTube. We're still going to be talking about it, but I don't know if I'm going to be spending $40, $50 for their pay-per-views if they're putting out fucking garbage. I really don't think I'm going to be doing a watch-along to AEW Dynasty. I really don't think I can. And it's sad. I've been supporting AEW since day one, and Tony Khan, you're making it so fucking difficult to support it. I want all of these wrestling companies out here to succeed. And that's why the message I want to send to all the people that have been listening to me, bitch, to all the people that have listened to me rant on this episode of Hot Takes, there are other alternatums that you can go watch besides WWE and AEW. You can go watch TNA Wrestling. You can go watch NWA. You can go watch OVW. You can go to independent wrestling shows in your area and support the future of this business. And let me tell you, they will not disappoint you. I promise you that. There is so many awesome wrestling companies out there that you can go watch and you can go support. And I really hope that the roster, whoever is in that locker room in AEW, I really hope you have the chance to get the fuck out of there while the ship is freaking sinking, because it's not looking good for AEW as a whole, and there's so many talented men and women on that roster that don't deserve this. They don't deserve this, because what you just did, Tony Khan, tonight on AEW Dynamite, is literally bury your own promotion. And pretty much proved what CM Punk was saying. He was right all along. And now Matt Hardy, the most recent free agent, I guarantee you he's not coming back now after seeing that. Adam Copeland, who right now is having the time of his life, doesn't deserve this. Christian Cage, who's having one of the best heel runs in all of professional wrestling, doesn't deserve this. Bryan Danielson, who has a heart of gold, doesn't deserve this. Nobody deserves this, and it's unfortunate. Like, CM Punk, you got rid of him, you moved on. I thought we were going to move on once Tony Khan made that statement on TV saying how CM Punk is no longer a part of AEW. But no, we're still showing CM Punk clips and we're trying to turn it all into a storyline. When CM Punk literally wanted to work with the Elite and make some fucking money, because at the end of the day, he is a professional. I am just really disappointed, and I wish legends like Chris Jericho would actually say something. And I wish that, I just wish that these guys and girls in AEW would take a stand, because there's no way in hell, if I was a professional wrestler who is really passionate about what I do and what I love, would let this happen. Doesn't matter how many X amount of dollars I'm getting paid. I wouldn't just sit there and let this ship sink. Because AEW was another alternatum for a lot of talented wrestlers that weren't getting the opportunities that they felt like they deserved. And without AEW, WWE would not be where they're at right now. I just really hope that we get some billionaire out there that actually has a brain and runs an alternatum, because right now wrestling is striving and I don't want AEW to ruin that for everybody. And I know it's ruined it for a lot of fans, especially myself. And the last thing I'm going to say before I end this off, because I feel like I'm talking in circles, going back and forth, is I still love AEW. I still support all the talented professional wrestlers on their roster, including the Ring of Honor guys and girls, because they don't really get talked about a lot either. And I thought Tony Khan was actually going to do something about that, but he hasn't, clearly. Because he could barely run his own fucking company. The problem in AEW is easily Tony Khan. And I could stop watching it and probably be a lot happier watching just WWE. But I'm still going to support the stars that I like. And I'm still going to try to support AEW until they hit rock bottom, which right now I feel like they're at rock bottom. And the only reason I'm going to support AEW is not because of Tony Khan. He can go to hell for all I care. The reason I am going to support AEW is because I want professional wrestling as a whole to succeed. And I really hope that this is a huge lesson for AEW. I really hope that this is a huge lesson for Tony Khan. But we're just going to have to wait and see. And apparently CM Punk, mission accomplished. But guys, let me know in the comment section below your thoughts on the whole all-in fight that happened. I really want to know, like, if you really think CM Punk is in the wrong, please comment. Give me a logical reason why he's in the wrong. Jack Perry instigated the whole fight this entire time. He instigated it. He got what was coming to him, regardless what happened. If you enjoy this, smash that like button now. If you're not a We Are Wrestling Maniac yet already, subscribe, turn on the post notifications. The link's down in the description below. You can go follow me over on my social medias and other YouTube pages. All that down below. If you're listening, give us a 5-star review, not just any review, a best one review, and download the episode. But to all the We Are Wrestling Maniacs out there worldwide, and to all the diehard AEW fans like myself, I love each and every one of you, and of course, you already know, we are taking over. Peace.